Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Nope, it's not just any show. Today, this is a special show. As advertised, actually, I didn't advertise it, but I'm here anyway. Today is May 19th. Some people might not know what that means, but I'm going to explain it to you real quick. You see, today, 13 years ago, I had to say goodbye. Well, technically, it was still 13 years ago. However, 13 years ago today, a couple days prior, I had saw my mother for the last time, and I talked to her 13 years ago today. For the last time, I talked to her the morning that she would be gone. Sorry about that, folks. Multitasking. Sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So by the title of this show, today I'm discussing and honoring a woman who, well, is responsible for bringing yours truly into the world, as most of us have, people who we love and people who are responsible for us. We all have our moms and our dads, hopefully, if you're one of those lucky people. I grew up without a father, and I had my mother, and at the time, my mother was only 16 years old when she had me. In the 80s, it wasn't as acceptable or as common as it is now. Nowadays, you're more likely to see more of these cases where young people are having kids early in life, and it's, even though it's still not necessarily socially accepted, like, you know, it's not like everyone says, oh, good for you, you know, you're 16, good for you being pregnant. Even though now I think there was a TV show called 16 and Pregnant, which, you know, back in my mother's day, you know, she would have been probably the star of that show. Consider at the time my mother did this, this wasn't even something that people would ever consider doing. it wasn't socially acceptable. And the families in the old school ways of doing things, excuse me, folks, I'm getting my tea together and whatnot. But as I said, I was a little behind getting the show together and whatnot. But we'll get it done. It'll be awesome. So not to worry. We're pros here at this point. So, yeah. So my mom, as I mentioned, just to bring you back, you know, my mother is someone who, you know, I can't say that she was the greatest thing in life, the greatest mother. I mean, I could, but, you know, I'm sure there are other people who probably would say that their moms are great as well. So it would kind of go against the grain of salt, so to speak, and go against everyone else's. That's not really what this show is about. This show is about honoring my mom and telling you some stories and anecdotes about her. But also, more importantly, how do we deal individually with loss? How do we deal with grief? Unfortunately, my years in pro wrestling, my years in entertainment, and just in real life, I've had to go to more funerals than I've had weddings. It's a sad part of life, but it's also part of life. I have a saying that I say a lot when it comes to losing those who are close to us, and that saying is, heroes are remembered, but legends never die. And yes, this is a snippet of a quote that was taken from one of my favorite movies growing up, The Sandlot. But what a powerful statement that is. Heroes are remembered, but legends never die. So what that basically means, as long as you have someone who is at legendary status through memories, through stories in our hearts and our minds and our souls, we keep them in our minds, we keep them on our everyday mindsets. That's kind of how you actually can cope and that they become legends and they live on and their memories live through decades, through other stories. I mean, looking sadly, you know, she wasn't able to be there when I finally walked down the aisle and got married. And I often wonder what it would have been like at our wedding should my mother have come. As you guys may or may not know, I got married in the middle of a wrestling ring, which my mother would have absolutely understood. And because her son was getting married, she'd be there anyway. Good luck trying to keep her away. Anyway, just to talk to about who my mother was, she was a person who, you know, she had no problem combating with authority. She didn't listen to authority unless it was her own. She oftentimes she had very little fear of anyone or anything. My mother, even towards the end, was in a wheelchair due to severe emphysema. Emphysema she got from years and years and years of cigarette smoking. Now, that's regular cigarettes, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, you know, growing up, it was very familiar to see her with a pack of Marlboros, the old school ones. And then that would move on to other cigarettes. So, unfortunately, growing up, I saw a lot of smoking throughout my childhood. My mother smoked. My stepfather smoked. His sister smoked. His father smoked. My aunt and uncle, who I spent a lot of time with on the weekend, my aunt was like one of those social smokers where she would smoke whenever other people were smoking, but if no one else was smoking, she wouldn't smoke. So a pack of cigarettes from my aunt would last her maybe a few weeks, a few months, where my mother would go through maybe 3 packs in a day because that's just what she did. Cigarette, coffee, that's pretty much my mother. And also, that was how she got social, too. She used the coffee thing to go to the coffee shops, to go to the stores, you know, to be social, meet her, quote, friends that she had literally everywhere. So that's kind of how that goes. So what I'm going to do is